After 10 years in the state legislature, Chantel Krebs is getting ready for a new job. Voters elected the Republican Secretary of State earlier this month. She replaces outgoing Secretary of State Jason Gant. As a legislator serving Minnehaha County, she was chair of the Senate Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee and also served on the Health and Transportation Committees. In her campaign for Secretary of State, Krebs said that customer service was her guiding principle for the office. She joins us on the line to outline some of her plans as Secretary of State. And Secretary-elect Krebs, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you, Carl, for having me on.
Well, I'm curious about this concept of customer service. In what ways do you see that as an important aspect of the Secretary of State's office?
It is the most important aspect to me. It's an office that provides a lot of services to our state, to businesses, to candidates, to those questioning and needing guidance through the election process, whether it be a county auditor that has a question. It's answering questions to those that are looking for registrations of farm and ranch names. It's those trying to get a concealed weapons permit. It's answering questions to a banker that's filing a UCC form. It's answering questions or helping guide in an attorney filing an organization for a business or corporate filing. So that business provides so many services that we are to be of the utmost respect and be able to answer their questions promptly and guide them with whatever they need.
What was this customer service something that you felt had been missing in the Secretary of State's office before?
You know, for the last about 18 months, I've been campaigning, and as I've traveled the state, I've made it a point to visit with those that use the offices, and those are the ones that I just mentioned previously here in our conversation. And the general consensus was, the feedback that I got when I listened to these folks was, you know, we would like to have more guidance. We'd like to have more feedback. Some questions aren't being answered, and we just need that in that office. And so, yes, it's going back to my days of being a business owner and focusing on that. And there's always ways of improvement. And I think how you improve that office when you specifically talk about customer service is actually listening to those that use the office and use the services, and then implementing the changes that they want to be made. So maybe there's ideas and suggestions, which I've had a lot of them come to me, that will probably be making the changes.
Now, there had been some criticisms that the Secretary of State's office had become too politicized recently. Is that something that you'll work to avoid?
Absolutely, Carl. The Secretary of State is an office where you serve in the election side of it, any candidate, whether it be a candidate that is a Constitution party candidate, Libertarian, an Independent, or Republican or Democrat. You help guide them through the candidate petition filing process or their state party forms or whatever it may be. And so you have to take off your partisan hat. I've served in the legislature for 10 years, and my success has been very strong, and I'll have that, you know, I get that feedback that I work across the aisles on both sides, and that you just must remain focused and follow the statutes and the facts and base all decisions based on the statutes and following the law and carrying out that.
There were some issues that came up lately in the election cycle. One, problems with primary petitions. There were questions over how much authority the Secretary of State has over reviewing petitions. Are there certain laws that need to be reviewed or changed regarding petitions?
Carl, you actually answered my question for me, I guess. Yes, there are. And those are things that I will be making changes with, and I will be proposing legislation for the 2015 legislature. Of course, upon approval with the bipartisan Board of Elections, nothing will go forward until I get that approval of that bipartisan board, and I must get their feedback and guidance and approval before I do propose anything, and that's one of the reasons of success in that office is making sure you're nonpartisan by working with that board. But going back to the candidate petition, yes, in light of some of the challenges we've had this last year in the primary, we will be making some changes to some candidate petition filings and some of the processes. We might look at changing the date of when they can start circulating the petition and then closing or, I should say, submitting their candidate petition maybe a bit earlier. That would give then the citizens of South Dakota a bit more time to challenge those petition signatures. As far as the Secretary of State's authority, that I want to tighten up or be able to clarify a bit more, because in administrative rule right now, all it says in South Dakota administrative rule is that the Secretary of State may review the candidate petition's signatures. And that all it is review it completeness. So did I, Chantel Cribbs, fill out the form? Did I have my name and address filled out and my county and the date and the signature? It doesn't say that I can verify. The Secretary of State can't verify that signature. So we need to make sure in statute, I'd like to tighten that up a bit more and say, I want to review them and by random sampling, much like we do with initiative measures or referendums. Currently in state law, if initiative measure or referendum petitions come in, the Secretary of State can sample about 5% of them and randomly select them and review that signature and see if they're a registered voter in the state of South Dakota. That is not in statute for candidate petitions, and I want to make the same law apply to not only initiated measures and referendums, but also to candidate petitions.
Another issue that came up over the past year or so, this regarded voting access on the state's reservations, issues regarding early polling stations. Are there changes there that need to be made to make it easier for people on reservations to have access to the polling stations and have make it easier for them to vote?
We will definitely have conversations moving forward with tribal leaders in those situations specifically and how we can work with them. But it really boils down to visiting and working with the auditors as well. Of course, the Secretary of State oversees and is the chief elections officer of the state. But the auditors actually run those elections in each county, and each county is very different. It also affects the county budget. And so we need to be able to work with the county auditors and the counties and yet balancing their budget needs and issues and challenges with those moving forward with anybody within a tribal environment. We need to look at some of the counties that maybe have an opportunity to use federal funding for satellite locations. Early voting, of course, is required by state law. That's 46 days prior at your county courthouse. You can go in and you can early vote at any time. But as far as satellite locations, there may be some needs out there in rural areas that we could do that. That is something that we can have a conversation with moving forward with those counties.
While we're on the subject of elections, looking at the midterm vote earlier this month, I think it was, about 54% of South Dakota's eligible voters turned out. Why do you think more people didn't go to the polls this month?
You know, I think, you know, in general, there might not have been just one burning candidate that led them to the poll or one burning issue that led them to the poll. There wasn't a real close race in any way, shape, or form in the elections. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, I think, is it voter apathy? Is it voter fatigue? Those are all things that we need to look at. And I think those are questions that we can, as the Secretary of State's office, can look at and ask and find out. You know, I talk about wanting to get in and work with the youth on educating the youth and on their civic duties and why they should vote. And there are studies that show that the more engaged the youth is in voting activity and understanding the process, they're going to go home and talk to their family members at home, and that there's a 15% higher turnout with an engaged adult audience with those that are youth that are engaged in the process in the school system. So I think there's an opportunity for me to try to correlate those numbers together in the school systems in South Dakota and utilize those numbers and see an increase in voter turnout with the adults then.
Is the habit of voting something that needs to be, I don't know, the statistics show if you start voting right away at 18, that then this will become a habit for the rest of your life? Is this something that really needs to start when you're young?
Yes, it actually does. It's just like it's any habit, you know. And I think it's, again, just something that's maybe talked about at the conversation at the dinner tables and at home. But, yes, that is part of the reason why I do want to engage in the activities with the kids voting programs that are in a lot of the school systems in South Dakota. And the school systems do use that curriculum, and we appreciate that. I would like to go one step further and just be engaged and go into those school systems and actually talk through it. So they put a name to a face and hear a voice behind the reason of why it's so important and hear real life stories and how it affects everybody and anybody and be that candidate that they can talk to them and ask them, they can ask me questions and just put a face to a name. And I think that always helps solidify it. And again, just encourage and get youth excited about it.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My guest is Chantel Krebs, who was elected Secretary of State earlier this month. You mentioned that you're chief elections officer in South Dakota. What are you touched on a few of the other duties, but what are those other duties that the Secretary of State is responsible for beyond the elections?
Thanks, Carl, for asking, because that is an office where, you know, you kind of forget about what are the other areas that you cover because you don't hear a lot about them. There's three divisions, really. The elections arm, there is the other arm called the Business Services Division, as well as the Administrative Services. So we handle anything from keeping all, it's the public records document, record keeper. We handle concealed weapons permits, the issuance of. So when you go in and apply for a temporary concealed weapons permit with your local sheriff, they send that form in, and then we actually issue the permit out once it's approved by the sheriff. Any corporate filings. So if you have a small mom-and-pop shop on Main Street in Vermilion, South Dakota, or a restaurant, you're filing your annual articles of organization with the Secretary of State, and we're making sure that businesses are in good standing with the state, small businesses and larger businesses that call South Dakota their home. We are the records keeper for all the UCC filings within banks. So when you file a loan, those loan documents are on file here so that they know that there is a lien holder. If there is another loan that you're requesting for, that we know that who the lien holders are and other loans. So it's the record keeper of those as well. It's handling trademarks, registrations of farm and ranch names. So there's just all sorts of things that go through that office, and that's why you need somebody in that office that, you know, again, handling the election side. My experience in the legislature will help guide that process, as well as my business background and having my own businesses, understanding that process and keeping everything in line. We will make sure we take care of everyone, and those questions will be answered, and our citizens will be served with integrity and trust.
When you were running for office in your campaign, I believe one of the things that you wanted to see was a change in corporate filings. What are the changes that you'd like to see there?
I have a vision and a goal to compete, South Dakota, to compete as a state with a Delaware and Nevada. Let's give two examples. As having those states compete where businesses call those states home. So what I want to do is increase the number of corporate filings in South Dakota. What that will do then in turn is, obviously there's a revenue. When you do have a business, you have to pay a filing fee. It's very minimal, but that'll not only increase revenue to the state of South Dakota, but in time, sometimes and in many cases, some of those businesses then obviously will set up shop in South Dakota, whether it be a secondary office or a main office. Again, there's a lot of times businesses are just starting up. They're small. They're trying to invest with small amounts of shareholders. They could be just starting out in some way, shape, or form, and they're looking for a state that has favorable regulations. And obviously, South Dakota has no business inventory tax, no corporate income tax. Those are favorable business regulations. And there's no reason why we can't compete and have South Dakota called the home to a lot of corporations in terms of their articles of organization or their filing.
Regarding some of the legislation that you've been talking about, have you had the opportunity to meet with legislative leaders regarding some of these legislative priorities from when you become a Secretary of State?
Yes, we already had conversations on the phone, but I will have further conversations with them after I've had the meeting with the Board of Elections. I feel that's most important, to work with my nonpartisan board to make sure they feel comfortable with the language before we move forward again. And then I will be meeting with both parties of leadership in the legislature once that meeting takes place in December. And then we'll have the proposals ready for the January session.
When are you sworn in?
January 10th is the actual inaugural swearing in. It's a Saturday.
Now, the election was earlier this month, January, that's what, about a month and a half away. It sounds like you've had to hit the ground running, that you're already, even though you're Secretary of Elect right now, that you're already doing the work you need to do.
We are. You know, I had my goals and ideas and thoughts in place, and there's just a timeline that you follow. I have my weekly goals and my daily tasks that I need to do to get ready, whether it be, you know, understanding, job descriptions within the office and who's doing what and how to set up, again, my goals and visions and moving forward and working on the legislation, you know, meeting and talking with the Attorney General as well, making sure he's feeling comfortable with that. It's just communication, knowing what's all going to take place. We hit the ground running. When the session opens up for the legislatures, we're there because lobbyists are registering with us and asking for badges. People will be coming in and asking for information. We just have to make sure our office is up and running and with a very smooth transition, which I know it will be, and I appreciate Secretary Gant working with me so graciously.
And will you miss serving in the legislature?
I will, Carl. I will. Yeah, it's kind of hitting home. I'm this time of year, there's a lot of meetings taking place. You're meeting with associations and organizations and individuals wanting certain, lobbying for their pieces of legislation and bills that they want to see move forward. And I'm getting a lot of those invitations still. I'm still on the list because, technically, I'm still a state senator at this time. And so I'm getting all those invitations and invites to these meetings. And, you're kind of thinking, oh, I'm going to miss out on that. I've been a champion for transportation needs, whether it be road, issues in South Dakota. I've been a champion for agriculture in South Dakota as the Senate Ag Chairwoman and the House Transportation Chairwoman for many years. And I am going to miss the legislative process because what I found out there is that it's truly the work with the people. You go there for 40 days and you're, you get to meet wonderful folks across the state and you see citizens coming in and sharing their passions. And it's wonderful to hear them and see them visit their house, the Capitol. And you go home and you got a job to get back to when you're done and realize that, you pay taxes just like everybody else and you try to be reasonable throughout that process.
Well, Secretary-elect Krebs, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday and best of luck as you begin your new job.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate having me on.